This is Radio Superior 1944, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1944. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now into the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
You're listening to the voice from the head of the lake, station KUWS. This is Jack McKenna reminding you, back them up and buy extra bonds. It's Thursday, April 13th, 1944. Lou Martin has big news about our hometown hero, Captain Richard Vaughn. We've got the best music from the 1944 hit parade, and Harriet Farig has What's Playing at the Theaters. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by the good folks at City Market. Henry Cohen has free citywide delivery, and he welcomes your charge account at City Market on the corner of 11th and Tower in Superior. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Captain Richard Vaughn of Poplar has shot down his 26th and 27th enemy planes and is now America's top ace fighter pilot. This news is being flashed around the world. Captain Vaughn has passed Eddie Rickenbacker, World War I ace, as well as Major Joe Foss and Major Gregory Pappy Boyington. We begin our shortwave world roundup with this report from the South Pacific.
Allied Headquarters, Southwest Pacific here, Daryl Berrigan reporting. Wisconsin farm boy Richard Ira Bong shot down his 26th and 27th Japanese planes in aerial combat Wednesday. In his daily communique, General Douglas MacArthur proclaimed Captain Bong the ace of aces. The 23-year-old bagged his two kills while piloting his brand-new P-38 Lightning fighter in a raid on Hollandia, New Guinea. Those who know and fight with him credit his success to two things. He's a dead shot and holds his fire until he's just 300 feet away. Others open fire at five times that distance. Captain Bong has brought his twin-engine fighter home on one engine on five occasions, and his new P-38 already has AK-AK holes in it. Bong's 28 kills was disclosed in an official announcement here. He broke the record of Captain Eddie Rickenbacker of the First World War, which has since been equaled by two Marine pilots, Majors Joe Foss of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Major Gregory Pappy Boyington of Okanagan, Washington. All except one of the planes were shot down over enemy territory. The lone exception was during the last enemy raid over Port Moresby a year ago. His biggest kill in one battle was downing four over Ley last August. He became a member of the 1st P-38 Lightning Squadron in New Guinea in late 1942. He got his first kill on December 27, 1942, when he shot down a Zero and a dive bomber. He has a reputation for being the stingiest fighter in New Guinea, using only a few dozen rounds of ammunition on each enemy plane. Standing 5 feet 8, 160 pounds, the wavy-haired captain has achieved 400 combat hours in the air and could quit any time he wanted to. He told me that this war will last a long time and he intends to get all he can. He says he'll go looking for enemy planes if need be. His plane is distinguished by the picture of his girlfriend, Marjorie Vattendall of Superior, Wisconsin, on the nose of his P-38. And his worst experience? Captain Bong says it happened 4 months ago when he came home on leave and had to talk on the radio. At Allied Headquarters in Southwest Pacific, this is Daryl Berrigan calling New Guinea. Come in, William Dunn.
This is New Guinea calling. William Dunn here. After meeting with the Ace of Aces, I'd have to say he doesn't look like a fighter ace. He's not the kind Hollywood would choose for a starring role. First time I asked for him, a fellow pointed in the direction of a medium-sized youngster dressed in wrinkled, dusty khaki pants and a T-shirt. No tie, no cap on his unruly hair, only a tiny pair of captain's bars and silver wings to distinguish him from the run-of-the-mill GI. He looked like the kid who would fill your gas tank and wash your windshield at the corner filling station. But under that average guy look, there's a man who is a veteran of 15 months of combat duty and has been awarded 20 medals, including the Distinguished Service Cross, last October. So meet the new Ace of Aces, or as I was told, that guy over there. In New Guinea, this is William Dunn.
The Ace of Aces title came 44 days after Captain Bong returned from a two-month leave in Superior and Poplar. KUWS radio reporter Mike Simonson has that story.
What a story, Lou. The new, now world-famous Captain Bong is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Carl and Dora Bong, who live on a farm near Poplar. He's the oldest of eight children. Dick Bong left Superior State Teachers College in May of 1941 to enlist in the Army Air Corps. He learned to fly with the Civil Aeronautic Administration in Superior. He spent 14 months in combat, flying 146 missions over Milne Bay, the Bismarck Sea, the Huon Gulf, Wewak, Ley, and Rabaul. He arrived home on leave last November 17th, just in time to bag a deer during hunting season. He reported back to duty on March 1st with the 5th Army Air Force in New Guinea. While home, he told me his success was just luck. He credits the Jap fighters with fancy moves, but he says, when it comes to downright fighting, our boys have them licked. His high school hobby was building model planes, and when the CAA started its pilot training course, he was one of the first to apply. He hopes to keep flying and hunting after the war. He says those are the two best things in the world, flying and hunting. A tingle of excitement spread over Poplar today when the 461 inhabitants first heard the news. To his chestnut-haired mother, Dora, to his best friend, Marvin Peterson, who runs Poplar Hardware Store, Mrs. Bong told me that she'd gotten over worrying about her son. He can take care of himself, she says. She's not trying to get too excited. She says, after all, it's just two more planes. His sisters, Joyce, Barbara, and Sue, couldn't contain themselves once they heard the news. Mrs. Bong says that they were talking so fast that they couldn't hear each other. His two brothers, Carl Jr. and Jimmy, went about chores and school as usual today. Sister Nelda is in Long Beach, California, and Geraldine, or Jerry, is a student at Superior State Teachers College. Ma Bong says Dick loved to play the hot corner in baseball and the clarinet in high school. When he first arrived in Australia, he asked her to send him his clarinet. Father Carl Bong is typical of many in this low-key village of Poplar. He says he knew his son would top the record. He then went about getting ready to put the spring crops, once the large snowdrifts melt away, that is. And Pastor Arvid Horn of the Poplar Lutheran Church, which the Bong family attends regularly, says he's not surprised at the news either. He told me he's got it in him. He doesn't say much, but he goes ahead and does it, Lou.
Well, thanks, Mike. The leading fighter pilot in Europe crashed his plane. Captain Don Gentile of Piqua, Ohio native, was forced to crash land in a farm field in England on his way back from a mission escorting bombers. He was badly shaken and hurt, but his life is not in danger. Captain Gentile has 30 kills to his credit, but 7 of those kills are destroying planes on the ground. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has these important words from our sponsor.
Oh, thank you, Lou, and do I ever. City Market has some great prices on their merchandise right now, and Henry says, hey, send them over, Jack, and we'll take good care of them because we got some good prices. For example, Quaker oatmeal, 48-ounce box, 19 cents. How about that? And grapefruit juice, just 31 cents for a 46-ounce can. Peanut butter, 31 cents, 24-ounce jar. Boy, oh boy, I'm getting hungry just thinking about these things. Fresh herring. Oops, just left me behind. 1 pound, 21 cents. But Lou Martin ought to like that herring stuff. They've got them for you at City Market, 11th Tower in Superior. Lou?
The growing Allied power in the Pacific was demonstrated over the past 2 days. A two-day aerial offensive sent U.S. bombers to Japan bases over 4,000 miles to New Guinea and northern Japan, within 1,100 miles of Tokyo itself. Liberator bombers from the Aleutian Islands bombed the Kuril Islands in northern Japan. The big enemy base in Truk in the Carolina Islands was raided for the 17th time in a month in the Central Pacific. Army, Navy, and Marine planes raided the Marshall Islands twice this week, while Liberators and Billy Mitchell medium bombers hit northern New Guinea and Wewak in the southwest Pacific. Finland's latest reply is believed to be a flat rejection of Russia's latest offer of peace. The Finnish parliament met in a secret session last night, and sources say that they voted against accepting Russia's offer. Malaria, caught during jungle fighting in Guadalcanal, has taken the life of a superior man. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Private Raphael Hansen of 14th Street died this morning at his parents' home. The 36-year-old private saw action at Guadalcanal and on Rendova and Maundy Islands. Private Hansen was on the cruiser President Coolidge when it was sunk, escaping in a lifeboat. He enlisted in the Army May 12, 1942, and was honorably discharged February 29th of this year, 1944. He's survived by three sisters and three brothers and his parents. Funeral services will be Monday at Downs Chapel with Reverend Arvid Horn officiating, Lou.
With the rumble of the Thomas Dewey for President bandwagon, his three other Republican contenders are taking action to make sure that the new governor doesn't wrap up the nomination before the summer convention. Despite strong showings by General Douglas MacArthur in the Illinois primary and by former Minnesota Governor Harold Stassen in Nebraska, there's a question of whether they should continue the race. 1940 Republican nominee Wendell Willkie is also running. Secretary of State Cordell Hull has thrown his support behind building the St. Lawrence Seaway and hydroelectric project. Secretary Hull has written the Senate Commerce Committee chairman urging authorization of the $421 million for construction of the massive project. Some railroads and utilities are opposing the project, which would link Superior and Duluth to the Atlantic Ocean. And finally, Jack, this will make your teeth tingle. For the next 10 years, Newburgh, New York, and its 32,000 residents will be guinea pigs. Small doses of sodium fluoride will be added to the city's water system to determine if it will help prevent tooth decay. State Health Director Dr. Harry Chant says it would be the first such experiment in the world. It was inspired by the belief that dental decay was remarkably low in communities that had the special salt naturally in their water.
Oh, man. If it means fewer trips to the dentist, I'm all for that. But there's nothing wrong with my dentist. He's a good guy and all. But he does have one of those confounded drills.
You mustn't make your dentist mad.
Thanks, Lou Martin. The newsman with a Pepsodent smile. All right, friends, the forecasts for this Thursday night, April the 13th, 1944. Showers tonight and colder tomorrow, with a high of only 44 degrees. So gather around that old Philco as we warm things up with this fine tune from Glenn Miller and his orchestra, the St. Louis Blues March, on the Martin and McKenna Show. Glenn Miller and his orchestra and the St. Louis Blues March on station KUWS, one of my favorite Miller productions. Hey, friends, Ford Hopkins Drugstore has it all, including a special on 10-inch phonograph records. That's right. You can dance, sing, swing, or just relax to your own records after a hard day at your war job. Ford Hopkins has records on sale for just 17 cents each. Can you believe it? Or three for 50 cents. Enjoy Benny Goodman, Kay Kaiser, Teddy Collins, Bing Crosby, Duke Ellington in your own home for just 17 cents a record at Ford Hopkins Drugstore, 1221 Tower Avenue in Superior. So you know, Lou, we're famous.
What do you mean we're famous?
Well, Captain Bong is the ace of aces, known around the world now. You interviewed Captain Bong, and I know you. So we're famous.
All that adds up to what? Do you feel any different?
Well, no.
Are you a better person now that you're famous?
Well, no.
Okay, then. What's the point?
The point is we know Dick Bong, and we're the better for it.
Okay, that's true. Now play some music.
Right, old boy. Harriet's up next, and she says she's got a surprise for all of us. Here's a fun number, whether you're famous or not. This is the Mary Max and Mercy Dotes on the Martin and McKenna Regular Guy and Gal Show.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goon,
and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty,
others call it crazy,
but they all sing this tune. Mersey dotes and nosey dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do. Mersey dotes and nosey dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do. If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mersey dotes and nosey dotes and little lambsy divey. Oh, mersey dotes and nosey dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do.
Mersey
dotes and nosey
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey do
wouldn't you.
Mersey dotes and nosey
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey do
wouldn't you.
If the words sound queer, funny to your ear, a little bit mumbled and tumbled and jumbled and jivey, sing mersey oats, dozy oats, little lambs eat ivy.
Mersey
oats and dozy
oats and little
lambs eat ivy,
a kiddly
divey do
wouldn't
you. Ooh, a kiddly divey do wouldn't you.
Yeah, I would. The Mary Max and Al Trace's Mersey Dotes on station KUWS.
Let me introduce our community editor, Harriet Farig. You look lovely tonight, Harriet.
She's wearing a work shirt and steel-toed boots from the shipyard, Lou.
When Louis looks beyond the clothes I wear.
Lou, for shame.
Jack.
I've been doing this for 15 years, and I don't think that I've ever been able to have a normal introduction for our community editor.
And I don't think I've ever been able to avoid a Jack.
Getting on with it, then. Mr. and Mrs. Gust Fogelberg of South Range were surprised with a party at the Oakland Town Hall last month. The Fogelbergs were given a bash in honor of their 52 years of wedded bliss. Mrs. Archie Amorty played the wedding march, then strolled down memory lane by playing Down by the Old Mill Stream and When I Grow Too Old to Dream. Ragnar Berggren acted as master of ceremonies. The Salvation Army is hosting a very sobering service. Adjutant Fern Ullman will speak on the topic, Are We Living in the Last Days? She'll speak tomorrow night at 7:45. Congregation Free Superior Synagogue will hold a memorial service Saturday on the last day of Passover. There will be a 1 minute of silence for those who died in World War I and II, and special prayers for the health of President Roosevelt and the victory of the United Nations. The service starts at 9:45. Police Chief Arthur Buchanan will open the doors to all servicemen and their sweethearts at this year's annual Policeman's Ball. Mr. N.P. Archambault will call the old-time dances. The dance starts at 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Vasa Temple. I like old-time sweetheart dances, Lewis.
Hint, hint.
Jack.
What now?
Sorry, Harriet.
Oh, well.
On with the music now for Lewis. This is the Mills Brothers, and You Always Hurt the One You Love. On the Martin and McKenna Show.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall.
You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So last night, it's because I love you most of all.
The very talented Mills Brothers on Decca Records, and You Always Hurt the One You Love on Station KUWS. Hello, Harriet.
I told you, too, I have a really special surprise. This is so exciting. The Superior State Teachers College senior said she knew her sweetheart, Captain Richard Bong, would do it. Marge says she heard the news this morning on the radio. Earl Hinton had the big news. I have a surprise for you, Lewis and Jack.
I thought it was rather surprising that you plugged our competition and Earl Hinton.
Is it cake? That's always a nice surprise.
It's so refreshing, the way you often think with your stomach.
We have Captain Bong's girlfriend, Miss Marge Vattendall. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Imagine, ace of aces.
I'm so glad.
What did you think?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Oh, so, you too?
Oh, we're not engaged.
Do you think?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
What on earth are they talking about?
They're communicating in postmodern female exploratory exposition style, minimalism.
What on earth are you talking about?
Sorry, boys, it's just such a thrill. Who would have thought?
I thought he could, and I told him so, Harriet. After he got his 25th plane, he wrote and told me about it. He wondered if he would make it. Well, I wrote him right back. I write a letter to him every day. I wrote him right back, and I told him I knew he would break the record. I knew it. That's all. Oh, he's so swell.
Well, the two of you met at the Superior State Homecoming Dance last November. Tell me, Marge, truthfully, did sparks fly right away?
I don't know. I mean, I do know. When Dick first arrived at the college dance, he was late, you know, for the crowning of King Paul Parker. Well, all eyes were on him. I had never seen a man as interesting as him before.
Interesting?
Yes, interesting. And I must admit, I said to my friend Marjorie Flynn, isn't he cute? But he didn't dance, you know. I think he was too shy, but we were all so disappointed he wouldn't dance with us. So I thought, that was that. After the dance, Margaret and I went to Chef's restaurant for ice cream, and there he was, sitting with his sister Nelda and Geraldine and Jerry's boyfriend, Marvin Peterson. The captain smiled at me and motioned to come on over. That's it. That's how we met.
It's fate. That's what it is.
Fate and a craving for ice cream.
Well, we went out every night for the next 2 weeks. We went bowling and to shows, and the biggest thrill of all, he took me flying. The first time in my life I flew.
Well, listen to us. It's all Dick this and Dick that. You're pretty successful in your own right. You were elected homecoming queen in 1942. You're a talented musician, artist, and you sing mezzo-soprano at civic affairs. You're in the Glee Club, and you designed costumes for the college play Junior Miss. What's next for you?
Well, this is exciting, too. Mother and I leave on the Northwestern train for Chicago tonight on the 8:35. A reporter for the Chicago Herald Examiner wants to interview me. The reporter is Paul Evanstead from Iron River. He went to Superior State, so I couldn't say no. But really, Hare, I've got to get.
Yes, you better get.
Isn't it wonderful?
Such fun. Lewis?
Marjorie Vattendall of Superior, girlfriend of Captain Richard Bong. I must say, Harriet, there's not a chance that I could have conducted that interview.
But it was fun to watch. Hey, friends, let's swing down to this new number from the 1944 hit parade. This is Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol, and there won't be a shortage of love on the oh-so-romantic Martin and McKenna Show.
There may be a shortage of sugar, of aluminum pots and such, but there won't be a shortage of love when we love each other so much. What if they have to ration out rubber we were getting from the Dutch? Oh, there won't be a shortage of love when we love each other so much. Let the taxes rise, we'll economize, cut our budget in two. We can trade the car in for a horse or a bicycle built for two. We can still have a portion of moonlight, second helping of stars and such. So there won't be a shortage of love when we love each other so much. there may be a shortage of sugar, of aluminum pots and such, but if you love me, dear, as I love you, can't be a shortage of love. What if they have to ration out rubber we were getting from the Dutch? If we get chummy, chummy, say, pal, I'm no dummy, there can't be a shortage of love. Let the taxes rise, we'll economize, cut our budget in two. We can trade the car in for a horse or a bicycle built for two. We can still have a portion of moonlight, second helpings of stars and stars. So there won't be a shortage of love, because I love you so. And you ought to know that there won't be a shortage of love.
That's new from Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol. And there won't be a shortage of love, at least not around here on Station KUWS. Lou has these late news flashes now.
From London, more than 2,000 American bombers struck from Britain and Italy today. They hit Schweinfurt and Augsburg in southern Germany. From Moscow, the Red Army is reportedly advancing on the Nazis in the Crimea. Marshal Stalin announced in his orders of the day that three Soviet cities have been recaptured.
Thank you, Lou. The war news seems to be never far away.
So let's take in a show. I'm feeling happy.
Hint, hint again, Lou.
Sure. I'm game. Let's go.
You don't mind, Harriet? I think Romeo missed another hint.
No. Come on. There's a scary-sounding movie playing at People's Theater. It's called Lifeboat.
I heard that new fella, Alfred Hitchcock, directed it.
Let's go to the Palace, guys. They've got a double feature, and the Memphis Belle is playing.
Ooh, that sounds great.
But you don't like war movies.
No, but Standing Room Only is part of that double feature. It's a comedy with Paulette Goddard and Fred McMurray.
Well, we're off then, folks. Stay tuned for H.V. Kaltenborn edits the news. Then it's the Maxwell Coffee Hour. The Aldrich family, Bazooka Bob Burns, and Abbott and Costello. But we'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. This is Jack McKenna speaking, and remember, war bonds mean freedom.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1944, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Paul Guggenheimer plays foreign correspondent Daryl Berrigan. Other performances by Kathy Loxo. All events reported on Radio Superior 1944 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.